Okay, I wanted just to begin with, since I gave you the Marmacomos from what we had said yesterday, it's what, two Nakudas from that Tysus. Tyson Bobakamach of Zion and Base had said that, you know, we paskin like Shmuel, ain't helping B'mamanach HaRov, but we all know that Dina Mamanach B'shlosh, we go Basar HaRov in the Beis Din Sanhedrin, so isn't that a stira? We're going Basar HaRov. So Tosus develops this teretz that it's really not Rove, it's Kol. And he points out a line there, which is interesting. I just wanted to point it out. Actually, Yoni got me thinking that, that the Gemara's, the Tysus Lashon is, if you notice there in Chazayin and Beis, he says, V'yishlom rahasam gabi dayanam shiny dechashiv mute. Didhu kamosha eno. So it's like a coal. The lake of Lamemer Hasam Uki Mimona Becheskis Mare. The Abez the Mafkami Mamer. So the one of the pshatim might be is that first of all it's a coal. What Tosus means by that is that you don't say the miut still exists, and that you could say that I hold Kimli like the miut of Dayanim. In other words, we say unhelchem b'mamanach harov. So you know what? I hold like the one dying that says like I should win. So Tosus is bevorning that and saying that that's wrong, and he's saying that there is no miut, and since there is no miut, the machzi can't say kimli like a miut adayanim because beizdin's mafkimine, meaning beizdin kol kloyos shel beizdin. There is no miut there. So that's exactly what Tosus is speaking to regarding that pshat. So. That's the first Nakud I wanted to mention on the Tysus. And it could very well be that the Kuntras HaSfeikis is the one who says this pshat, Lamaisa. Could be. The other Nakud I wanted to mention is at the end of the Tosos. The end of the Tosos says that he says an interesting concept. He says, Da Bezim Afkaman Aval Shar Mamon Dika Mute V'chazaka Lozlin Vasaruba. Now, that's strange. That means the whole din of Ein Hochlin B'mamanach HaRov is based on Reb Meir. I don't know if you're familiar with the Machloik is Reb Meir and the Chacham and Kiddush and Daf Peyam and Aleph. All of Rashas, Reb Meir's Choshlim Yuta. That's Reb Meir's famous sheet. Reb Meir's Choshlim Yuta. Chom Sei Mute is Command the Leis Adami. So the Gemara Kiddush and Daf Peyam and Aleph says that Reb Meir says it's a mute exists. You can mitzdarf mute l'chazaka visulei ruba. The mute and the chazaka get together and it weakens the Rov. Chom Sei Mute is Command the Leis Adami. So when I remember when we learned this Tysus, you mean to tell me the famous din of Ein Hochlin B'Macharov, the Ein Hochlin B'Mamanacharov is the fear of Beir? Av al shar mamad the ikimut v'chazak alozlin v'asarubah is the chapella. No? Bizarre to say that that famous din, you read the Tysus, that's how you get the impression. So I wanted to point out there's a bunch of Rishonim, and it's really the Ginis Vradim really points it out in Klachot Lamates, who's the Prichodosh and the Chut Zera Emes. They point out that Machlokas or Meir in the Chum is by Cheskis Isser, but Cheskis Mamon is like the super heavyweight. We'll have all of those all Chazakas. It's like Uki Monim Cheskis Mara Chmotzuk LeRav is the starkest Chazak in the world. So Reb Meir in the Chanami says Smoke Michuto LeChazak Visle Ruba by Cheskis Isser. But by Cheskis Mamon is a difa Cheskis Isser. And therefore, Motzeh Mecharol Raj is stark svorin. Ein lohotzi Mamon el Baraya Brura. And there's a slur Rishonim say like this. I want you to get just a marmakom. It's the Rabban and Hilchos Becheris at the beginning of Perakimel. Kaimelon Ein Hilchot Mamon Acharov El Azek Klal Gadol Bedin and Motzeh Raya. And the Tez is written by Babasa, Sadi Bez and Mez. Hosam or Mershmul Ein Hilchot Mamon Acharov. The Ruba Chazaka, the Mamona Chazaka Difa, the Hemin Mamona Al Chazkaso, the Motzim Mechal Varaya, and the Chumas Adetz, and Simachin Memtes, the Nira Dafta Kaimalan Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif, Shiny Cheskis Mamon, this pay time and I must clear arrive, Ruba Lomikri Raya. And he quotes a Gon here in Choshimish with Sumerish Laman Basif Kot Laman Alf. So there's a slew of Rishonim say like that, and maybe that's the Mahalach in the Tysus. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner in the Chuvis Chuda Meshulash Simin Zayin. So that's how you learn up shot in the Tysus. That Tysus is saying, don't say that this Reb Meir ain't Hochel Mamarach Rov. That famous is only the Reb Meir. No way. It's only been to the Chum as well. Because Lamais, even though it might have echoes of that, no, this is Cheskis Mamon, not Cheskis Isser. Okay, good. That's the second nikud I wanted to point out. All right. Let's get to now the topic at hand. One more nikud I wanted to mention. Daniel brought up, we had said yesterday in Shir from the Shulchan Aruch that the truth of the matter is you're not allowed to, from the Yeshomer and the Ramah, you're not allowed to, you know, register your tainus or your complaints that this guy doesn't want to go to a Din Torah. We said, certainly, you're not even allowed to do it in the Nissan or the Yom Neroim. Certainly not allowed to do the Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Daniel pointed out, we learned at Taisus this year in Ksubis on Gimel Manaf on the bottom that says, you're allowed to. They're allowed to. The Chassid's allowed to say that he didn't have any, he found no Basula on Shabbos. Taisus has a line like that. So Daniel said, L'churud's against his din. So I thought maybe the answer you could say is that that's not so intricate, you know, as to whether, you know, did he find Basulim or not? That we're willing to hear on Shabbos. But the a whole Shaila, Choshen Mishput, and it might get guys to start, you know, writing down things, writing their tainas down. Like we said, that already we don't allow. So I thought that was a very good kasha. So I wanted to mention that as well. Okay, let's get to now where we left off in the middle of the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. In Sif Beis, rather, I'm sorry. Ein Don in Belaila B'tchilas Din. This is a Gemara. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, right? On Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says explicitly that if you start Biyom, you can be Gomer Belaila. It's enough in a Mishnah on Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph. And the Gemara's Masberet on Lamed Dalam and Beis as to what the Makor is, right? Because the Gemara says that we learn it out from Biyom Hanchilo. And the Gemara says, "Yeshavtu sam b'chol eid." So it's a stira haketza. Hayom tchilas din v'layla l'gmar din. Yeshavtu mishmuso ikar mishpat ayinu gmar din. So as long as you start b'yom, you can be gomer b'layla. It's interesting that it's a little bit difficult. I don't know, it's difficult. You know, Rav Shechter has this whole mahalach that, at least l'gavei atnai, that nachalas Yerusha is like Isser v'heter. L'chukas mishpat, based on the Rambam. You can't make atnai in Hilchos Yerusha. And then Imam is Dover Shemama Tanai Kayim, we said. Like you're going to speak about it, right? So, but by Tanat next week, but by Yerusha, the Ram says, L'chukas Mishpat, you can't make a Tanai when it comes to what Chukas, when it comes to Yerusha, because it matters if Israel had to. Here the Gemara calls Nachlus Afanort, it's Din Imamunus. So I guess Rashad was saying, it got to be in Yonet Tanai, it's considered to be a Servahetr. But here the Gemara is talking about, in Yom Achilo, it's Mamunus. So the Gemara says that if you initiative in the Gemara's Masber, if you're Masl B'Yom, you're Gomer B'Laila. Okay, fine. So says the Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, Dim Avru V'Donu B'Laila Dinayim Din. So the Ramah says, interesting concept, that if you did it B'Laila, the name is Din. So let's point out that there's a major machloikis in Rishonim here as to whether there's a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. Let's get it. The Rosh and the Rashbam are of the opinion that the Bavli holds that if you're Avru V'Donu Tzchilas Din, Belaila, Halacha L'mais, it's Pasul. Okay? And Yerushalmi says it's Kosher. That's the Rosh and the Rashbam. Tosis and the Ramban say there's a Tol Sofer in Yerushalmi. And Chas V'Shalom, there is no Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. It's Pasul L'Kuli Alma. And the Ramah here is going like the first Mahalach of the Rosh and the Rashbam. And therefore, L'maisa, that's why he presents that it's going to be Kosher B'Di'evit. Okay? So, the Shach, you should know, is Nakat Ladina, Ein Dinayim Din. The Shach is Nakat Ladina, and he says, Ein Dinayim Din. He's Cholek on this Ramah. Okay. So, let's begin like this. There's a major problem here. What's the major problem? Is looking at Simen Chav Ches and Sif Chav Dalet and Choshen Mishpat. If you look at Simen Chav Ches, Sif Chav Dalet, let's take a look. The Mechaber writes, the beginning of Hilchos Eidos, Chav Ches, Sif Chav Dalet, says Beferish, it says, I'm reading in the middle of the piece. Ein mekabel eidus el biyom bim kibluah b'layla Afilu hayu eidav redufim. They're on the road. They want to get. They got to get going. Leilach l'midin sayam. Ain't done an alpiosa kabbalah. I don't care whether they got to go. We make them stay to the morning and make their and remay it. So the mechaber writes beferish here, right? The mechaber writes beferish that we don't don alpiosa kabbalah. That we don't judge alpiosa kabbalah. We don't judge alpiosa kabbalah. Okay, Adam, you got me? So the mechaber, you got me? The mechaber writes, Adam gets Eric Shishkar, he came back 4 in the morning. So the mechaber writes here, halacha l'maisa, that you're not down off piyosa kabbalah. So the sma in Sifkot and Samach Gimel says, well, what do you do with Simon Hay, Sif Bay, is what we're holding. Where the Ramah says, what did the Ramah say? Dinayim din, that it's good, right? That it's good if you do Valayla, right? So it's l'chura a problem, okay? How does this Ramah and Simon Hay square with the Mechaber and Simon Chaf Ches, okay? So that's a more than a bit of a problem. So the Sma points this out. I gave it to you in Sifkat and Samach Gimel. He also, that's in Simen Chav Ches. He also points it out. He also points it out Lamaisa here as well. Okay. But what is the different Biurim? And this will use this as a Mahalach. Here it's in Sifkat and Ches in the Sma, and over there it's Sifkat and Samach Gimel. So how do we solve these? You got it? The Ramah and Sifei says dinayim din. In Simen Chav Ches, the Mechaber says we're not dan al piya kabbalah zeilus belayla. Even if they got to get going, we insist upon them staying around, testifying again in the morning. So the smart quotes of Lavush, the Lavush is at Simen Chav Ches Os Chafei, that says there's a difference between kabbalah zeilus and din. By kabbalah zeilus it says biyom hanchilo, and therefore Belilah's puzzle, okay, and halacha lemaisa mashenkin by din where it says yeshavtu b'chol eight. Therefore, even though the pasuk's memayit rak l'gmar din, he says that's only lichachila. B'di'evid, you could do it b'chol eis. So he says there's no machloikis between the shulchan aruch at Simen Chav Ches, which is talking about kabbalah seidis, and the Ramah here. That's what he wants to tie it. So therefore, there's a difference between Kabbalah's Eidus and Din. And Kabbalah's Eidus needs what? Needs to be done Biyom. Biyom Achila is Bonov. And whereas Din is Yeshavtu B'chol Eid. And L'chadchila, you're not supposed to do it B'lalo the B'dievid. It would be fine. The Sma and Sifkat and Samach Gimel is Doiche this Lavush. Because the Gemara, L'maisa of Biyom Hanchilo, is l'inyan, it's used, b'yom hanchilo l'inyan din ein bo ha'adis eidus. It's talking about necessarily, b'yom hanchilo applies even if there is no eidus. Okay? The Gemara actually uses it, b'yom hanchilo, to a topic where there's no necessarily eidus. So he doesn't like this lavush, and therefore he gives another beer. What is the beer? He says that in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Chav Ches, and therefore, it's only a din l'chadchila. So you can't say it's mecholek on the Ramah here. And that's why the Ramah is not what the Mechaber is talking l'chadchila, and the Ramah is talking b'dievid. That's what the Sma wants to say. Okay? That's basically what the Sma wants to say, that when we say dinei and din, that's b'dievid. Mashenkin hacha, they want to do l'chadchila, it's not good. So that's the answer of the Sma. Comes along the Ksos HaChoshim in Simen Hay, Sifkat and Beis, and he says no. He says the following theory. He basically wants to develop that Halacha L'maisa, there's something called Tchilas Din. Well, there's basically three phases that we're going to talk about today, B'Hashem. Okay, Kabbalah Seidus, Tchilas Din, and Gemar Din. There are three phases in the Din Torah. Kabbalah says Tchilas Din and Gemar Din. So he basically wants to develop this theory, the Ksos, basically, that there's something called Gemar Din, and a Gemar Din, halacha l'maisa, could theoretically be done without any masa mamatan, if you don't have any give and take. And he wants to claim that halacha l'maisa, that if you talk about Gemar Din, that doesn't need any masa o matan beforehand, and doesn't need any discussion before, and it's like a straight out din, you know what I mean? Two guys come in and say, I mean, they're Adam that say, Mr. X borrowed $100 from Mr. Y. I mean, you don't need any pilpul, right? So therefore, that would be kosher. That would be a din that has no Adis or Hora. Maybe the example I give is not good because it's not Adis, but some situation where it's totally chlor, halacha lamais, and that's what the Ramah is quoting the Rashbam, which we're going to get to, the Rashbam and Bava Basra, Kufi Dalam and Aleph, that in fact, lamais, like Gemar Din, stands on its own, and therefore it is kosher b'laila. But later on Simen Chav Ches, the Kabbalah says that was done b'laila, and that's possible. Menela, the Gemar Din cannot be done al piha, because it's a din that had Adis, right? And it's not, it needs a whole process. And therefore, the Gemar Din is very much connected to what? To the Kabbalah Seidus. And therefore, the Ramah there would be masking with the Mechaber against the Rashbam. And that would not be what? That would not be kosher. So basically, to crystallize the Ksos, basically what we're saying is that Gemar Din on its own could be good Belilah. But a Tchilas Din and a Kabbalas Adis with the whole process that needs the whole classical process of a regular traditional Din Torah, and you heard the Kabbalas Adis Belilah, you cannot don on it the next day based on it. Okay? That's basically, in a nutshell, what the Ksos wants to say. I'll read you the Lashon, not the whole thing, but he says, Ki avru v'dana b'layla kasher ha-din b'di'evet ha-psak din shomer kasher u-b'layla el shi amasa mata posu sh'tchivas din v'lo miso machlazeh gemar din u-midi davi l'dayanam sh'poskas dina b'li masa mata v'lo miso b'shumzeh v'chulay v'izah si shaper nim avru v'dana b'layla dinam din ha-gemar din b'hekshar avim avru v'kabal ha-edis b'layla zelve tchivas din if you have a form of kabal ha-edis and that's done l'mais, that's called tchivas din v'imkein kemi tchivas din posu afil b'di'evet El avru v'dana dafker kasher kin gemar din kasher. V'ara im ken haru kiyilu amrus gemar din b'li masa matan. Ava kabbalas edus u'pos afilu b'di'evet. Kevin du tchilus din. Chen ichriya ramad avru v'dana kasher v'kabbalas edus posel. Kabbalas edus will be posel like in chafkes, but this is kasher. Okay? So this is the Ksosis theory that he wants to really build up that gemar din is different. Yes, Jake, what do you say?
The Lashon of the Ramah is very much the evidence of our Vedonu, then it would be kosher. Not like, it seems like the Ksos is saying that...
Even the Ksos is going to say this is not ideal. You know, even the Ksos admits that, it said B'dievet. Even the Ksos admits, Jake, it's certainly not ideal. But Lamaisa, I mean, you just quote the Rash, if you want to align it with the Rashbam, maybe it's even, it is even L'chachila, but okay. But Lamaisa, you're right, it's a good horror, but that's what he wants to say. Might not be the best thing to do, but if you anchor based on Rashbam, it's okay. I wouldn't call it necessarily B'dievet. Maybe he does say B'dievet, but Lamaisa, this is what the Ksos wants to say. Okay. Now, let's try to build up this Ksos. Rav Zhulti Zatzal is a beautiful piece here in Simen Yud. Before we even get to Nesivis, I want to try to, let's say over his Mahalach, okay? He says that the Ksos is a pel. He says it's against the Chiddush Yaran I gave you in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Kofayim at Beis, Dir Maskol Chok. There the Chiddush Yaran says Beferish that a Gemar Din is Kosher Belayla. Why is a Gemar Din Kosher Belayla? Because it goes Basar the Tchilas Din, which was Beyond. Shadimim Leia Gemar Din Belayla Basar the Tchilas Din Beyond. He says it Beferish. So it comes out that the Tchilas Din is Belayla. It's considered to be not just that the Tchilas Din was not Bekashers, but the Gemar Din is also possible, because the Gemar Din always follows after the Tchilas Din. That's mamish smack against the Ksos, because the Ksos says even if the Tchilas Din theoretically be possible, the Gemar Din is kosher, because it's like you say, a Gemar Din without a Tchilas Din. You see, Klor, that's smack against the Chiddush Yaran, okay? So that's the first Nekuda that the Rav Zhulti begins saying, that the Ksos's bifurcation of a Tchilas Din different than the Gemar Din is smack against the Chiddush Yaran. Chiddush Yaran has this continuum that the Gemar Din is boss of the Tchilas Din. Yeah, Aaron, what do you say?
I don't think it was a kasha, because he's just explaining the Rashbam. I mean, he's explaining the Rashbam against the other Rishonim, so the Rambam would just hold up the other.
The Chiddush Yaran. Okay, but the Ksos seems to be paskining like it. You know, he's touching up
them. The Rambam paskins like the Rashbam. So
okay, but he's using it to paskin. That theory, okay, you're right. I'm not. He's just saying it's against the Chiddush Iran. You're right. It's a good point. So let's take it a step further. The Rashbam, everyone was looking at the Rashbam. It's on the bottom. Everyone saw it in the bottom of Kufya Gimel and Beis. Rashbam has this theory. And he says it again at Kufya Dal and Amaral. Actually, if you go through it, he might be Soser himself. If you go through the whole piece, he actually might be Soser himself. But it's clear that the Rashbam writes in one place that if the Beis Din hears a Kabbalah Zedis Balala, they can paskin on it based on it, what they heard at night tomorrow. Okay? Smack against what the Mechaber says in Chof Ches. And the Rosh quotes the Rashbam in Baba Basra there. The Rosh quotes Rashbam and says that this is Yerushalmi as well in Sanhedrin, Pirkei Echad Dinei Mamonos, Imto V'Donu B'Laila Dinei Amdin. And the Ramban there in Baba Basra writes that our Bavli is Cholek on the Yerushalmi. Where is the Bavli? In the first Pirkei of Sanhedrin, Yud Aleph and Beis. I think it's Yud Aleph and Beis. Ein Mekach and Achodesh El Biyom. It's either Omer Aleph and Beis. Ein Mekach and Achodesh El Biyom. In Kitchu B'Laila Ein Mekudesh. So you see clearly that if you do a Tchilas Din Belayla Ein Klum, who would think Kabbalah Seidus? How do you know Kabbalah Seidus is the same thing as Tchilas Din? Where's the Makor and Shas? That Kabbalah Seidus is the same thing as Tchilas Din. Very important. Where's the Makor and Shas? Rosh Hashanah Chafayim and Beis. Says Beferish that what? That it's Ketchilas Din. So it's Klor Lomaisim that the Rashbam holds Kabbalah Seidus Belayla is Ksheira. Who would deny Tchilas Din? Would be Ksheira Belayla. And the Bavli seems to be against this Rashbam. The Ramban there in Baba Basra, Dir Maskel the Amos, says the following. Because of it, Divra Rebbeinu Shmuel Zal, Ein Marin Kane, Ela Be'edus, Edusim Ksheira Ledaito. Mashenke Mishar Dinim Omenus. He writes Beferish. The Ramban says that he can't believe this, that the Rashbam would say that a Kabbalah's Edus, that was Belayla, would be Kosher, and Tchilas Din would be Kosher. He says, Chas v'Sholom. He said, even the Rashbam is saying, the Ramban writes, even the Rashbam would be moda that Tchilas Din is possible, Lila. Please get this. Because here we find the first departure between Tchilas Din and Kabbalah's Edus. Tchilas Din will be possible, Lila. Kabbalah's Edus will be kosher, Lila. That's what the Rashbam, Lamaisa, wanted to say. And Lechura, this is a pella, this bifurcation of Tchilas Din and Kabbalah Zedis, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chafayim, has equated Tchilas Din and Kabbalah Zedis. Moreover, the Ratash Beitz in Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, writes, V'od Raya, says, that Kabbalah Zedis of Bishlosha is a Din Gomer, and you cannot do a Belayla. He quotes the Rambam in Pirak Gimel, Sanhedrin, that Kabbalah Zedis Belayla is not acceptable. He quotes the Ramban. The Rashbam doesn't say that. He says, "Lav mishum desvil lav dinu." El the desvil ishu kamarik din de belayla kosher. He wants to say the Rashbam views Kabbalah's Edus like kamar din. Okay, you got three stages: Kabbalah's Edus, Tchilas Din, and kamar din. So he says one is like three. The Tashbeit says this in the Rashbam. Aval mikomokom lekamandam rishnayim shekiblu Edus tiyavi kabbalasim klum lo Edus klal. He says a yachin mumcha. Lamaisa, a yachin mumcha, filu yachin mumcha, kibul edus, ena da reposha kokashi edus af apisha dino din, the lo adith edus me odaz bal din, far kosov arama me pirkei mecha sanhedrin, jo odaz bal din, boi shetia bifnei shlosh, vol sagib yachin mumcha. Certain things need a bezdin. Hoda needs a bezdin. Kabbalah edus, he says, needs a bezdin. So he says, a Kabbalah edus in front of two would not be acceptable, in front of one it wouldn't be acceptable. Hoda in front of one is not good. So you see, Beferish, though, that Tashbeitz writes, Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph, in Pshat and Rashbam, that Kabbalah's Edus is Kosher Belayla, because Kabbalah's Edus is Gemar Din. But Tchilas Din, the Rashbam, is motor that it's possible. So when the Ramah says, by us in Siman Esiv Beis, Yesham Navru Vedano Belayla Dinam Din, what's the Makor? The Ksos said the Makor was who? The Ksos said the Makor would be what? The Makor is not the what? Not the Rashbam, right? It's not the Rashbam. The Ksos wanted to say what? It fit well with the what? Fit well with the Rashbam, right? That the Rashbam, we're talking about a case where there's no Edus or Hodoya, right? According to this Mahalach, up till now, the Rav Shulchan is saying the Makor, the Birak Ross, is from New Shalmi and Sanhedrin. It has nothing to do with the Rashbam. It's based on what? Based on the Shushalm. The only thing is that the Ramban said that the Bavli is cholik, right? The Bavli is cholik, that if you do Tchilas Din Belayla, it's nothing. And Taisus Nivamis, Kuf Dal and Rav Damascus Mar, says the Yushami is Meshubash. Yushami is a mistake. And that goes Mamodis appear, Kimel Sanhedrin writes, Yushami has the gears from Minayan, Ledenim, Shetom, Vedonim, Bidim, Dinin, and Din, Shem, Shafdusam, Cholais. So you see, Beferish, and this is what I want to bring out from the Yushami. It's not pshat that Dinim Din is because there's a Torah based in Belilah. There's no Torah based in Belilah. The getter of Din that Dinim Din is that even though there's no Torah based in, even though there's no Torah based in, based on the Psaker of Achab Reidavik and the Rambam, Perik Bez Alochiyud, Rav Achab Reidavik, who says what? What is Rav Achab Reidavik? Chad Nami Kosher, Besedek Tishwan Amisecha. So Belilah, there's no Torah Din. That's what Rav Zolti wants in Mechadish. But Belilah is no Torah's din, Latchila's din. But we learn from Shavto Samacholais that the name din, that it's treated like a yachid, just like a yachid is not a din, not a based din. Hold on, in front of a yachid is nothing. So too, Belilah also there's no Torah's din. That's what he wants to be Mechadish. You know what he's saying? Based on this, Lefizeh, Zakr of Zolti, that's the pshat in the Ramah. Why does the Ramah say Nichols Dayanim in Donu Belilah, the name din? Hilchos Eidus, he doesn't write that. Hilchos Eidus, he doesn't write in Kiblu Eidus Belilah, it's kosher. Because why? Because as the Tashbeit said, a Yachin Mumchus kosher Ladun, it's not a Teres Mishput. For Kabbalah's Eidus, you need a Teres Mishput. A Yachin Mumchus kosher Ladun, but he doesn't have a Teres Bezdin. Memeila Belilah, even though Dinayim Din, but he has no Teres Bezdin. For a Kabbalah's Eidus, you need a Teres Bezdin. That's why it's not kosher Belilah, even Bidiyavid. Because Kabbalah says you need a Torah based in. There's no Torah based in Belilah. You follow me, Ari? You follow me, Yoni? You follow me? That's the Pesach. Whereas when it comes to Pesach, it's acceptable. So here in Siman Hey, we're talking about a Pesach, Lamaisa, where you don't need to have what? A Torah based in. There's no need to have a Torah based in. That might be the Pesach, Lamaisa. That might be the Pesach of reference. That could be what you could say, Lamaisa. That could be what the Ksos maybe is what you're striving at, perhaps. Okay, that it's a type of Gemar Din that's not considered to be something that requires a Teres Mishpat. Lefizeh, now you understand the Gemar in Sanhedrin. The Gemar in Sanhedrin, Yud Aleph and Beis, that says Beferish Tchilas Din, Belilahs are nothing. So Taisus says in Rosh Hashanah, Chafayim at Beis, why do you need a Pasuk by Kiddush Chodesh of 3? Chad Nami Kashru. Why? Chad Nami Kosher is good for what? For a psak, that it's Mutal Ladun. But for Kiddush HaChodesh, what do you need? Teres Bezdin. If you need Teres Bezdin, you need 3. 1 is not enough. And maybe it's bad Belilah, Bidiyavik. It's true Belilah, and a Kiddush. Because you need a Teres Bezdin. Masha Enkein, Yoni Bedini Momenis, Chad Nami Kosher. Because Chad Nami Kosher Ladun, even though it's not a Teres Bezdin. Belilah Lamaisa, it would be Dinah and Din. Not a Teres Bezdin. For Kabbalah Sadis, you need a Teres Bezdin. For Kiddush HaChodesh, you need a Kabbalah is based in. So that's the pshat. Whereas the Ramban writes, Ar Bavli argues, and he says that Tchilas Din Belilah is nothing. He wants to say, the Ramban writes, and the Tshuvas HaMiuchas Ramban, Simit Kufi Yud Beis, interesting, has an amazing Kiddush. I want you to get this. He is cholik on the Tashbeits. He says a Yochid Mumcha could have Kabbalah is Eidus. Yochid Mumcha Shiyochol Odun Afil B'Yochid Hu Yochol HaKabbalah Eidus Gam B'Yich. Gam biyachid, against the Tashbeitz. Amazing. That you could have Lamaisa, a Tyrus based in even for a yachid, that he could be Mekabalatis. And Memela, who had Dinami Belilah, it would be good, according to Yushami, it makes a lot of sense. There's no difference between Tyrus based in and Bein Lodun. So Memela would be good. So the Ramban is saying, our Gemara argues on that. It's Muchach, that there's no Tyrus based in Belilah, and Ain Dinam Din. But there is a Shita of the Ushami with the Ramban himself, the Miuchasos. I remember Ron, so I actually remember the Pat mentioned the Shita that a Yochid Mumcha could be Mekabel for Kabbalah Zed, which is a Chiddush Niflu. Okay, so let's take this even a step further. Ari, you had a Kasha before? Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't really read the end of the Ksos. You're saying that if you needed a Kabbalah Zed, then the whole thing is possible, or just the Kabbalah Zed is possible, and the Gemara is still Kasha?
Well, I think the way you got to interpret it is that he's talking about a Gemar Din that doesn't need a Tchilas Din, which is like the Masa Matan beforehand.
Oh, only those cases.
Yeah, only those cases. That's what I think the way you got to read it. You follow me? And then you can employ the Rashbam in those type cases, you know, where the Gemar Din is so evident, there's no process. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think. That's what I think you want to suggest here. Okay, that's what I think Ixos means. Okay, it's hard to pin it down exactly, but I think that's what he means. To pin it down to the best of our ability, I think so. I think that's what he means. That's what the Dark Halacha says. I'll read his lashon. He says, "Kolze gabi din shein bo edus ohoda lachi hevi kan rama." It's a divrei Rashbam. A gemar din ain't sarach latchilas din. Haynu lamaso matan shaya kodim. The dayin sheshomas atayin so pasak lo masamata kosh. Like we said, it's so straight up. It's so poshut. You know what I mean? I don't even know if there was Adis Lamaisa. I'm not even sure if there was Adis, he says. Okay, so in such a case, that's what the Ksos is talking about. Okay. He says, Din Shiesh Bo Adis, Lo Sagi, Lo Adis, Lo Dom Lagmardin, Lo Masamatin, and Insub Lagmardin. Okay. All right, so let's take this even further now. If you look in the Rambam says in Perak Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Ein Maschilin Es Adinin Belaila. Uba halacha dalid, what does he say? Ein mekablin edis. And then he says, Belaila. Uba din imamun is mischil biyom mutal ligmar din belaila. So what's mavur in the Rambam? What's a very telling word here? Vechein, says Rishulti. What does vechein mean? Vechein ein mekablin edis belaila, meaning just like kabbalas edis is tchilas din. Just like you're not maskil din in belaila, you're not mekablin edis belaila. That's smack against the Rashbam. You can't get any clearer than that. Rashbam says Kabbalah Seder Ksheira Belaila. Rambam says Beferish often or not that way. But what's not clear in the Rambam is that our case, if B'di'evit you did the din Belaila, what would be the din? So the Maram al Shakar and Simon Ted Vav writes as follows. One of the great Gedolei Achronim, early Achronim, all the Rishonim and Achronim, we always say are great, the Bali Amasaira. So the Chuvah's Maram al Shakar says like this, I quote you. Vim kiblu is a edus belaila Rashbam kasher shadon al pia. Havar Ramban cholek al dvarav. Okay. What about the Rambam? Chen nirim idivrei Rambam zal da fiu b'di'evin kiblu belaila lav klum hi. The Rambam al Shakar says the Rambam also says it's bad. The kasher bilchos on hedra pira gimel ein maschil is a din of belaila v'chulei vein mekablin edus belaila. Ubedini momenus imischilu b'yom mutter ligmor belaila. So we'll say it outside. He says beautifully, and he says. He says, what did he say? He didn't say like very strong, like the Gemara says, it's usher. So he says like this. He wants a taina that if b'di'evit it would be good to do tchilas din belaila, then the Rambam should have said it. I'll bring you a raya. In Hilchos Yisuri Bia, when the Rambam says you do Geiris, if you do the Tefillah Belaila, what's the din? In Pirak Yud Gimel. What does the Rambam say? Rambam says, Beferish, Ho v'davar sarach bezen, ein mapilin oso v'lo belaila. Imitbilu hariu gir. So what do we say? The Rambam says that Tefillah is like what? Kamar din. Kamar din can be belaila. By Kabbalah Seidus, if he would have said that B'di'evit is good, he should have mentioned it, like he did by Hilchos Geiris. He didn't mention it by Hilchos Geiris. So the Maamar Shaka says the Ram holds like the Ramban, that a Tchilas Din definitely would be a problem, would be B'di'evit Ma'akev, unlike the Rashbam. Right? The Rashbam said he had the Kabbalah Seidus and the Tchilas Din, and you were Paskin based on tomorrow, based on the next day. So that's what he wants at Taina. And if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam in Uchos Kiddush Yechodesh Perek Beis Alach Aches says Beferish, right, that you can't do Kitcha Belaila. Now let me ask you, why does the Rambam not write the Enuchos Sanhedrin? Shim Donu Belaila Enu Din. He wrote it in Hilchos Kiddush Yechodesh. So this is where Rav Zhulti wants to say in the Rambam. He wants to say, Ein Dana Belaila, there's no Torah based in Belaila. There's no Torah's Beis like that. The Mukhi Yosef says in Sanhedrin, Lam Bezav, ain't shame Beis in a lamb Belilah. Ad Yushalmi says it's good. That doesn't mean that what? That's the Torah's Beis. It's Ki Yachid. Yachid should don Dino, and even though he has no Torah's Beis. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, why? Because Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, what do we say you need? Torah's Beis. If you need a Torah's Beis in Lilah, there's no Torah's Beis. Mashek and Hilchos Sanhedrin, he never writes it because why? Because the Ram Pasal Racham Renevika. You don't need a Torah's Beis in Dini Momentus. Kabbalah Seidis needs a Torah's Beis. Hodas Baldin needs a Torah's Beis. That's the Ram writes it, Pirkei Elok Yudches. Then it's not good with the Yachid. But when the Ram writes with Dini Momentus, it's Chilu Biyom, Mutalikwar Belilah. It's Mashmah, if you started Belilah, it's Usr, like Amri, like the Maramal Shakar. Because why you need a Torah's Beis Din? Like Odas Baldin, like Kabbalah said, it's different. It's also Ligmor, Belilah, if the Tchiyas Din was Belilah too. Memela, you understand why the Ram writes in Hilchos Yisuri Bia that it's good, the Tefillah of a Ger B'mikveh. Because why? Because it's Kigmar Din. If it'd be like Tchiyas Din, it would be Ma'akev. It's interesting, because Tosis Nivomis and Menvovim Beis, Dirmaskal Mishpat says that a Yochid Mumcha is bad. Why is the Yochid Mumcha bad for Geirus? Chad Nami Kosheru. Because why? For Geirus, you need a Torah's Beis Din. Chad Nami Kosheru is not a Torah's Beis Din. So that's the Lomdis Halacha L'mais. So I'll go upon him. What comes out from the Rambam? What comes out from the Rambam? That the Din of Ein Mekabli and Eid is Belilah. Where does the Rambam write this? In Hilchos Sanhedrin. He doesn't write in Hilchos Eidus. Why not? What's the war? Why can't you Mekabel Eidus Belilah? Is that a din in Hilchos Sanhedrin or Hilchos Eidus? Rambam says it's a din in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Because it's Chilus din. That's why the Rambam doesn't write in Hilchos Eidus. He writes a Bedafke in Hilchos Sanhedrin to tell me that din. So Memela, maybe you could say, says Rav Shulti, our Ramah holds like the Rambam. Beautiful. That Kabbalah Eidus Belilah is Lo Mahani Afilu B'dievet. Aye, what's going on in Simon Hay? Simon Hay is talking about a scenario where you don't need Torah's Beis Din. A Yochid can be done. Chav Ches is Kabbalah's Eidus, which means a Chalais Torah's Mishpudaik. The Meil, it's what it's Ma'akev. Simon Hay is not what is that Torah's Mishpud. It's Chad Nami Kosher, Yochid Lodun. You follow me, Meil? This is how Rav Jolti wants to say the Ramah. Lamais is basically like the Rambam, not like the Xos that he said is like the Rashbam. Okay? So that's what the Ramah Lamaisa, that's his Mahalik shot in the Ramah.
He's holy on the smothering.
Right? Yeah, he's saying a whole new pshat Lamaisa. Yeah, it's a whole new pshat Lamaisa.
Right, but
the smoth was just like Achila B'dievit, you know, that was the only difference.
No, but he was understanding, I think, that the Rambam understood that's Andy named him, right?
The smoth was just answering one's like Achila, one's B'dievit, that's all. That was the Ramah's difference between Simon Hay and Simon Chavkas. He's saying a completely different shot in the Ramah. Okay? He's saying a different shot in the Ramah. Okay. The Ramah presented it as a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. We said, like, you know.
I think you're saying that he quotes the Rambam, says the Rambam says that Ein Dinei did, and he's saying that on the case where the Ramah says that B'dayav is good.
You mean Rav Jolti's shot in the Ramah, he sings against the Smaz shot in the Rambam, you mean? Right, because he's assuming that's correct, Adam. You're absolutely correct. Yes, according to Rav Jolti's pshat, because Adam's making a great point that according to Rav Jolti, Ramah's working with the Rambam, and that's why it's good b'dievid, whereas the Sma said b'feresh, according to Rambam, would be a problem b'dievid. Well said. That's the Sma here, Sifkot and Ches, the one right here, Sifkot and Ches. Okay, very good, excellent. Okay, let's take this a step further now, guys. Yes, Ike, go ahead.
The
Ram is like the Maramal Shakar, that Hischila Belilah is Usr Ligmor, when you need Taurus Mishpah, like Odas Baldin or Kabbalah Seidus.
Then why did the Ramah, how could the Ramah say that if you have it?
Because Ramah's talking about something you don't need Taurus Mishpah. It's not talking about Kabbalah Seidus. It's not talking about a case where you need Kabbalah Seidus. Much like the Xos wanted to say, right? That it's something that is like Kamar Din pronounced, you know? Without a Tchilas Din. You could also put it together with the Xos. Lamaisa this pshat. Okay? Something that doesn't need Tyrus Mishput. That's what he wanted to tie in. Okay, let's take this a step further now, guys. Okay? It says, Beferish, in that same piece, in Simon Chav Ches, that even if you need the Edom, they didn't really got to get going. We still say, I'm sorry. What you did, Belial, is not acceptable. Correct? If they're reducing to go. So the Me'iri in Baba Basra and Kufya Dala Manal points out the following Kiddush. He wants the Taina. Very interesting. First he quotes the Rashbam that the Kabbalah said is Belial, you could paskin on tomorrow. And then he says, he thinks that that's wrong because that's Tchilas Din. And Tchilas Din, like Gemara says, Rosh Shana is like Kabbalah Seder, is B'dievet, it's Ma'akev. So he wants to say like this, and this is what you were asking me in Seder, Ari, what does the Rashbam do with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? So the Me'iri comes to answer the Rashbam. Again, the Rashbam says that Kabbalah Seder is Belial is good. It's against the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that Tchilas Din is Kabbalah Seder. So he wants to say that Gemara is limited only to Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what so the Me'iri speaks this out. He says, Efshir shalom amrukein aledus achodesh. Shein sham dinu dvarim etainis. There's no masa matan. Kabbalah seidus tchilas din bavadai. In a chanami, that's a localized halacha. That's a localized halacha. Avabedin acher mekablin edusim belayla. Mikomakom oimer ani, says the Miri. She kabbalah seidus anasim echshash shem yochel minisyan. Listen to this. You're afraid they're going to go away? Amazing. The Miri says, if you're afraid the guys are going to leave, you can accept it. Unbelievable. It's mamish against the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch. Miri says, beferish, that if you're afraid they're going to leave, halacha l'maisa, that you can accept it. You can accept it. It's against the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch. And the Maamal Shakar, in that same piece, quotes the Sefer Chukos HaDayonim, that writes as follows. He says, "Haketsa yom tchilas din laila legmar din kimfarsha chaberka echad din amomnos aval edus in mekabel tzel biyom v'im kiblu b'laila ain't danan al also kabbalah v'imayu edim rotsin lelech minisam who mechloikus b'yushalmi v'ef shalom shadan al pi also kabbalah." He also says that it's okay. So you have a Miri, you have a Maram al Shak, we're saying chukos adayanim. So they say b'feirish l'maisa that. In the Knesset Gdola, Choshen Mishpat, Simen Chav Ches, I guess it's a section, Os Kuf Mem Ches, Bagba, I don't know what it means, B'Shem Ritva, I guess it's a section, Knesset Gdola, he says, the Edom want to get going, you can judge Al Pi that Kabbalah, that they did Belaila. So it's amazing. So you have, there are Shitas that say, the Pharisees that it's considered to be okay, like the Rashbam, and what you do with that Gemara Rosh Hashanah is that you limit it only to Kiddush HaChodesh, and that's all. It's interesting that we said that Svara in the beginning of Shir a little bit differently. It worked a little bit of a different way. Here, we're trying to say Kiddush Chodesh was no give and take, so automatically Kabbalah said it's like Tequila's Din, you're done, right? Whereas Lamaisa, if there is what? If there is a classical Din Torah where there is a give and take, then we want to say that Lamaisa, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be different. Allah Almighty, you can mechalik between you don't say beferish. I'm saying that svara that we say about Kiddush HaChodesh is a problem. That Tchilas Din is Kabbalah Seder is where there's no give and take. So that's only the time when we said that it's bad Belaila. But a din acher you can mechablate is Belaila. See, the reason why Kabbalah Seder is Belaila is bad is because it's like Tchilas Din. When is Kabbalah Seder considered like Tchilas Din? By Kiddush HaChodesh where there's no give and take. But when there's a give or take, you can machal between Tchilas Din and Kabbalah Seidus, and therefore the Tchilas Din maybe would be good for Lila. So it's an interesting, it's kind of opposite from what we said from the Xos, where the Xos said whenever there's a give and take, remember we said, that's a classical Din Torah. Whereas if there's no give and take, you can divorce the Gemar Din from everything. It's a little bit interesting, it's kind of like the opposite Svara. But what this brings us to is the following. Let's get this. And that is that there is a halacha in Baba Kama and Kufya Beis and Beis of Kabbalah Seder Shelo B'fnei Baal Din. You're not allowed to give edus if the litigant's not there. It's like not fair, right? It's not fair. So this halacha, the Rashba and Baba Kama says, does not apply if the Baal Din is a chola or the edim want to get going. Because the pasuk is v'hu'olah b'ba'al of k'siv, that's by dinin nefashas d'iraisa. By dinin mamonis, the dinin makab l'enish l'ofnav din is only d'rabbanan. So he said, if the guy's a chorer, they got to get going. We allow it. So lefize kabbalah sedus belaila mina tayer not allow makabelaitis belaila. Also by a chorer we wouldn't allow ain makabelaitis belaila, right? Like the Shulchan Aruch says. But the Beis Yosef quotes in Choshen Mishpat Simen Shin Mem Ches the shame the tshuva is a Rashba by dinin afoshos even if the edim are chayla or makabelan edim shalom if they bald din. Amazing. So even on dinin afoshos there's a sheet that it's makel. And in the Chumis Ranach in Simon Kuf Gimel, he points out that Halacha Lamaisa, he says, when you're made Shalom Bifnei Baal Din, can you be Chozer Umagid? You know, there's a famous din of Kevich Yigit Shuvin and Chozer Umagid, right? But let's say you're made Shalom Bifnei Baal Din. Do we say it doesn't count and you can retract? She says, as Nira Lani has died, the Chumis Ranach in Simon Kuf Gimel, even if you know Lamais, I feel no de law. She ate a shoe, the shoulder of the Chozer Umagid. That Tafk of the Baldin doesn't want that Adis. But if the Baldin, even though he wasn't there, says, I love that Adis, then it sticks with. Meaning the whole din, the combination of the Baldin is that it shouldn't hurt the guy. But if the guy likes it, even though he wasn't there and didn't hear about it, it sticks. So that's the result. He says, that's a good model, this halach of the combination of the Baldin to the din of Lila. What do you say by Lila? You can't down on Pikabola. So can the Adim be Chozer Bo? Can the Adim be Chozer Bo? Like the Shach says in Simen Chof Ches, Sivkot Lamaraf? Or can the guy say, no, I want that Adis. It's good for me. So I want to go with it. I want to stick with it. You follow me? Just like Shlomo Bifnei Baal Din, there's sheetas that say, oh, Lamaisa, if it's good for me, I'll like it. Will you say the same thing by Lila? What do you say? So what do you think it's totally in? So what's the din? Ain mekablein is belaila because there's no Torah's mishpat belaila. So what would you say? Maybe I would say that it's like nothing. It's a zero. So it's like what you. It's like not edus. So I can't say, oh, I want to chop. I want to chop onto that. It's good. Maybe also you have a kula of kevin shigi shuven and chozer maga wouldn't be a problem either. Mashenkim edus shalom b'fnei baal din. It is an edus. Allah halomais. It is an edus, and it's the chaloi said it could say I like it. It's mukubal alai. I like it. Let me go with it. But Adis Belaila, it's possible to say it's like Adis Chutzla Bezdin. And therefore, it's not shy to say, oh, I want to go with it. Let it be Chal. Halacha Lamaisa. So that's interesting. Lamaisa says, as a nafkemina, as a litmus case, litmus test case would be. And then the Chuvis Avodas Agershuni in Simon Gimel, he quotes Ranach, and he says, Sheish Lachalik Ben Shalob Ifnei Bezdin, Ben Shalob Ifnei Baldin. Shalob Ifnei Baldin, if he wants it and he likes it, who cares if he wasn't there? Let it be Chal. Kevin Shigit Shuvin Echom Lazer. Shuvin Echom Zerom Magid. Mashenkin, Shalob Ifnei Baal Beizdin, it's a zero. It's an absolute zero. That's what the Rama writes in Simen Chav Ches and Sifteh Vav and Choshe Mishpun. Kol Shalob Afanav is Chutz Le Beizdin. Echozer No Magidim. So that's like Abi Echozer No Magidim, it's Kechutz Le Beizdin. But it's not Ki'idu Mama Shalob Ifnei Baal Din. Because Shalob Ifnei Baal Din, if the guy wants it, it's Chal. However, Shalom Bifnei Beis Din, it's a zero. You follow me? It's a zero. So it comes out, Adis Belaila has no Torah's Adis, no Torah's Mishpat on it. So it's like, Hegidah Shalom Bifnei Beis, it's not an Adis. So you can't say Chat on it, that it should be Chal. You follow me? Shalom Bifnei Baal Din, Yankee, we're saying it would be Chal. You follow me if the guy wants it, if it's good for him. Chutz LeBeis is a zero. Belaila is like Chutz LeBeis is like a zero. Couldn't Chap on it. He quotes a marshal that Tais Yeshanim in Yuma, Chav Tesim at Beis, Dibra Maskun Nahadre. Let's say it's a Kli. It's a Kli in the Beis HaMikdash. Niskadish Mibod Yom is Chashuva Belaila Mia Kemincha B'Kli Chol. It's not really Skadish Belaila. Who did Kabbalah's Adis Belaila? There's no Kabbalah's Adis Belaila. It's no Torah's Beis. It's a zero. Or it's like a zero. It doesn't exist. That's what he quotes a Tais Yeshanim as a what? As a even if the Scottish would be on Yom, Belaila Mia Kemincha Beklichol. He wants to say Allah Lamaisa that it's considered like a nothing. It's like it's a different parsha. Doesn't exist. Okay. So let's take this a step further because we get to Kabbalah Seis. Now, based on that Meiri, what do we say the Meiri said? Meiri saved the Rashbam and Ari said Rashbam himself for Emperor. That din, that Chilas din is Kabbalah Seidus, is only limited to Chiddush HaChodesh. Okay? But Din Acher can accommodate his Belial. Okay? What's the rationale behind that? Yam so shlom and yavom is pir yud bey simin chafal says kiddush chodesh, it says kichok li Yisrael. There's a din that chok. Anytime it says chok in the Torah, it's ma'akev. Any tchilas din of Kabbalah say this, that's not kiddush chodesh, should be kosher b'di'evit. And you can bring a riot to the Meiri. By din in a fashas din in mamas, we never find Kabbalah say this tchilas din. There's only one Gemara in Shas that says Kabbalah say this tchilas din by kiddush chodesh. We don't find it by din in mamas, din in a fashas. It says, din in mamas, don b'yom, gomer b'layla. Rashi is don b'yom, masal matan shal din. Tchilas din is masal matan shal basin. Kabbalah say this is not necessarily what tchilas din. Okay, so this brings us to the following. For Kabbalah Seydis, how many Dayanim do you need? So there's a famous Ramban in Parsha Shoftim that quotes the Shita of Rav Sajigon and Rashi that for Din and Nefashos, how many need for a Psak? 23. How do you need for a Kabbalah Seydis? Only three. Only three of the 23 need a Kabbalah Seydis. And the Ramban and the Chidush Aran, Ramban and Parshot, the Chidush Aran and Sanhedrin Yitzayimlov asks on this. It's crazy, he says. If the Bezin is a Gemar Din, then Kabbalah Seydis should have the same number. Sarachin, the Sheet is Rav Sadi going to Rashi. It says in Rosh Hashanah, Chakira Seydim is Tchilas Din. Gemar Din, the Din of Foshas, is 23. Tchilas Din shall need 23. Right? Didn't Rashi say Tchilas Din and Masa Matan shall Din? So everything should require 23. How could Kabbalah Seydis only need 3? Memela Zakhtar of Jolti, Rav Sadi going to Rashi are like the Miri. Only by Kiddush HaChayrish is there such a Din. Chikiru said it's Tchilas Din. Shar Din, but Chikiru said it's not Tchilas Din. Even though Tchilas Din of Din Nefashos needs 23, Kabbalah Seydis doesn't need 23. Three's enough. And the Chuvis Maram al-Shakr and Simit Vav has another Nusuch in the Rashbam, Girsa. Rashbam writes B'Shem Rashi that Eidush and Iskablu B'Laila, Eidus Gmurihi. He actually quotes a Rashbam that quotes his grandfather, Rashi HaKodesh. That says a Kabbalah's Eidus is enough to have three. Muchuk, the Kabbalah's Eidus is not Tchilas Din. And you can have a Kabbalah Eidus Belaila. The Ramban and the Ran, they won't hear of such a thing. Kabbalah's Eidus Belaila is Psula because like Tchilas Din, that the Din by Kiddush Chodesh is Din in Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, so we got that clear? Oh. So Memeila, this brings us to the following. Oh, it's getting late. This brings us to the following. Let's get it. Quotes Rav Sadi Gon and Rashi, and they say, what do you do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Kuf Yud Bey Zaman Aleph. What does the Gemara say in Kuf Yud Bey Zaman Aleph in Sanhedrin? Discussion of Ira Nidachas. What do you do with Ira Nidachas? It says, Mar Belem Bat De Dinim, you Makabal De Edim, and you bring them up to Bezin HaGadol, and they make up Sak. The Bezin of 23 is Makabal De Edis, and then the Edim can't be Chosr Bo. Right? And they go up to the Gemar Din and the Beis HaGadol makes the Psak. It's a clear raya like Rashi or Sadigo. The Kabbalah Seydis is there in Nachos was a 23 and the Psak Din is by 71. If you don't like the Ramban, the Kabbalah Seydis is the same thing as the Psak Din, then you should require 71 for the what? For the Kabbalah Seydis. It's against the Gemara. It's Mavur, Kabbalah Seydis doesn't need the Beis HaGadol. So Lechura, Rashi and the Rav Sadigo have a raya brew from a Gemara in what? By Erin Nidachas. That's what the Minchas Chinuch points out. How do you save the Ran and the Ramban? So the Yad Roma writes there on that Gemara in Sanhedrin Kufi Beis Mav Dermaska Itmar. Writes very interesting. It's Befurish that Beis Nagadol didn't paskin, but they also what? They didn't just paskin. They also did the Kabbalah Seydis. That's what he wants to tie in. The Ramban and the Ran will learn like the Yad Roma. Allah Alamai said that not Beis Nagadol just didn't paskin. They were makabel the Eidus as well. That's his lashon, he wants to say. He wants to say that the 23 who did not do the Kabbalah, so the Beis HaGadol did everything. They have to look in the din, they have to be involved in it. They're involved in the Kabbalah Seydis. And if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, right? I'll read you the Rambam. Heyach din yer nidachsu, chuli marbin lim ba'at dedinim et donim oson kol misha bo'olav shnei edim, she'ovod Avodah Zarah achar she'hisru ben, the Gormim Sham. So you see that Beis HaGadol was only by the Gemar Din. They were not there by the Kabbalah Seydis. Right? Aye, but I thought the Chidush Aran and Daf Yud Zayin and Amar Aleph said the Rambam held Kabbalah Seydis, you need 23. It's not enough of three. Aaron Idacha should need how much? 71. So what's the teretz? What's the teretz? According to the Rambam holds that Kabbalah Seidus. The Farish needs how many? What? 23? It's not enough to have three. And the Rambam clearly is saying that what? The Sanhedrin HaGadol just did the Gemara and didn't do Kabbalah Seidus. So you should need 71, 71, and 23 was enough. So here Rav Shulti wants a tiny. He wants a tiny, a beautiful pshat. Lomais and itainis. If you look in the Rambam, based on the Gemara here, it could be that the Bat Dinin, the basin of 23 Makabal, the Aedis Bir and Nidakas, here Nidakas was Tchilas Din. Bless you, the basin of 23. Kabbalah's Aedis is Tchilas Din. So you don't need Kabbalah's Aedis Bir and Nidakas of 71, because the Tchilas Din of Erin Dachas was 23. There's a Din, Tchilas Din of Erin Dachas is 23. Kamar Din was 71. Kabbalah's Aedis and Tchilas Din are the same Din. Kabbalah Seidus and Tchilas Din are saying Tchilas Din needs 23, Kabbalah Seidus needs 23. But Din in the Foshos, Allah Almighty, what do you need? You need 23 for Tchilas Din. So in the Kabbalah Seidus has to be the same as Tchilas Din. You follow me? What's enigmatic about Erni Dach is that Tchilas Din is 23, right? And Gmar Din is 71. But Din in the Foshos, classical Din was 23. Tchilas Din is 23, Kabbalah Seidus got to be 23. So that's Lomaisa, the pshat that he wants to tain it based on this chiddush. Okay? So based on all this, Lomaisa comes out and he develops this theory. He wants to say, Lomaisa, let's just get to this. We got to get to Chumash. Is that if you look in the Rambam in Pirik Beis, Ilchos Kiddush, Achodesh, Alacha Beis, he says, it's D'Yoraisa Din, that you don't have to medactic Be'edis Achodesh. He says, whatever it goes, even if they're caught as Emzom, Makudish, Makudish. But the Baitusim messed up everything. They used to hire people that didn't see it. So therefore, there was a takana later on that we have to do Drishav Chakir in Kiddush HaKodesh. Okay. So it's interesting. Lechem Mishnah says, Koshet Ein Zem in a takana. The Balabach in the entire Hayakim. He says, Midrabanin, you need Drishav Chakir in Kiddush HaKodesh, Midi Atari, you need it. Rambam writes in the end of Perek Aleph Nichol Kiddush Chodesh. What's he saying? So Rav Shulti quotes his brother, Rav Nichol. So he says the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Lachazayin Nichol Kiddush Chodesh Mitzvah Esei Minatayra. The Mitzvah Esei Minatayra to Mechashav. You know what Mechashav means? Calculate. Calculate when the moon's going to be, when it should be seen. That's not Midin Drisha V'Chakira classical Nichol Seidus. That's Midin Hilchos, a special Din Nichol Kiddush Chodesh. Midin Chishuv. Mitzvah Chishuv Achodesh. Which a Rambam writes in Perek Beis Halacha Vav. Beis is mechashev it. They should figure it out. In Perek Beis Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes, Yom Mekash B'Shloshen, Me Mechashvin El B'Shloshen. The mitzvah is Chishuv HaChayidish. So the Jewish Chakir Beis HaChayidish is Bechlau Chishuv HaChayidish. And that's Mefurush in Rambam. Mitzvah Sem Minatera, Al Beis Shechashvu V'Yedu Im Yira Yerech Lo Yira. So that's a din in what Chishuv HaChayidish, Mele Zachar of Shulti. That's what the Ram means. When the Baitaisim messed it up, we had to reinstitute it. Midin Hilchos Eidus! Minat Teire! Midin Hilchos Chishuv HaKadosh! There's Din Drishav HaKira. But the Rabbanon reinstituted Midin Hilchos Eidus. L'may nafki mean it. What's the difference between the two? So he says, in Drishav HaKira Eidus Chodesh, that's not Din Teire, it's Eidus. They say they're Eidus and they're done. What happens if they're contradicted? We don't throw it out. We don't throw it out because they already finished. We don't move out the latest. They're a second later. Drishav Chakir Midin Hilchos Eidus. Then in a Hanami, if they're contradicted, then we tackle what we bottle. We throw it out. The Meila, that's what it means. Ari Chakir is Eidus Tchilas Din in Rosh Hashanah. That was not talking about Drishav Chakir Midin Hilchos Eidus. That was talking about the Drishav HaKira in the Chiddush HaChodesh. The Mitzvah Chishuv means you have to look into it. And that's what it means in the Gemara, that Chakir HaSeidim is Ketchilas Din. The Mitzvah Chishuv. The Mitzvah Chishuv is Ketchilas Din, Kiddush Chodesh, the Gemara Din. But Chakir HaSeidim, B'din in the Fashas, Din in Mamonos, that's Mikar Eidus. That has nothing to do with Ketchilas Din. That's another Svar I can box in that Gemara Rosh Hashanah. When it said Tchilas Din in Kabbalah Seidus, it has nothing to do with Kol Torah. That was the Din of Chishuv. And that's why the Rambam holds L'shitaso that Eidus Belaila is good. Even though Tchilas Din is possible Belaila. because only by Eidus HaChodesh is it Tchilas Din Chakiras Eidim. But Shar Dinim, it's not the same. And that's the Shita of Sadi going to Rashi, Kabbalah's Eidus is enough with three in a Beis Din Nefashos case. Even though Tchilas Din requires 23, that's different. Kabbalah's Eidus is different. By Din Nefashos, Chakiras Eidim is not Tchilas Din. Only Eidus HaChodesh do we have that Din, because under the midst of Chishuv. This is the Mahalik God I wanted to say over the Shtickle from Avzulti Lamais. Now, to finish it all up, we have to add on the Nesivis. We can't forget the Nesivis. What's the Nesivis take? To answer Simon Hay and Simon Chav Ches? He's Mechalik between Dinim that you require Elohim, like Odaz Bal Din, and Shomer, you know, Toin Tanis Ganav. That requires Allah Chalamayz. That's Simon Chav. That's considered to be what? That's considered to be Simon Chav Ches. That's Li'ikuva, right? That it's a possible island. That's Parsha Shomer. That's Dinim that you need Elohim. But Dinim that are like Haras, Isser, Hetta, that's Simon Hay. That's our Shilas. That's Rivim Negoyim. And therefore, Lechachila, you need Biyom. But Bidiyevit, Belila would in fact be Kosher. That's the Nesivis' take here. Halach Lamites and Sifkot and Beis. He's Dolcha the Xos. He says a Din that's Nasa Belila is Kosher. You don't need Gemar Din. You don't, the Ainsar Gemar Din, Lechila's Din. He says the Gemar Din, Lomahani Michiai Gavna. Because a guy can always, you know, be chozerbo. He didn't like that whole concept that what does a Gemar Din disconnect with the Tchilas Din. That's what he's upgefregged in the Sivas. The Sivas says he doesn't like that whole Pshat of the Xos. Ain't Zarek HaGemar Din the Tchilas. What do you mean? How can you say such a thing? That Ain't Zarek HaGemar Din the Tchilas Din. Gam Gemar Din lo mahani michi agam. Yochel l'chayv l'achzor mo'odoso. There's always a massive amat. There has to be something done. Okay. So that's how the Nesivis wants a friend for the Stiratin Simenei. So we had four Teruts of Vush, Sma, Xos, and what else? Nesivis. Four different Biurim Hadamachalik with this beautiful Shtikah from Avzulti. Okay, I want to just close with, we didn't get a we got to finish the Simen up on Monday. We got to get going. We got to go invite, gang invite them. Okay, let's close with Chumash. You know, it's interesting. I think two messages I want to bring out here. You know, Rabbi Yaakov Emden is bothered by his sitter. Why do you say Matovu Alecha when you come to the shul? Bilam said it. So many Gedol HaChorim ask on it, what are you talking about? The Gemara says that it turned out to a bracha. Even many of them, unfortunately, turned out to be klolos in the end, but the one that did never turn out to a klolos, Bate Knesset, Bate Midrashos. It's a shmira for Klal Yisrael. So, I think you see a tremendous message number there. You know, there's a din, a koman da'amar chamano latavu David. Gemara in the end of bracha. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Every Jew has to believe that, has to say it. Said the Patek Rav, that's on something bad happens now. God forbid, in the future it'll be good. You have to have that emun. Gamzu l'tov or nachamish gamzu is a higher matrega. That's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but we should strive to be like that. Gamzu nachamish gamzu was able to see when it was bad. He could see the good at that moment. That's a higher matrega. That's not quoted anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. But you know how guys say that phrase, you know. Vernacular, you can learn sometimes good things. It's all good. It's all good. You know how people say that? I learned that from you guys, right? It's all good. It's all good. So I think that's, we don't say that by all the klalos of Bilam like the Gemara says, but at least regarding about the Knesset, about the Midrashos, it's all good. You know, there's a story about cannibals. Cannibalists, you know, people that eat the, you heard this story? I said it over last week in the Josh and Shul, that there was this, you know, there's three shittas. There's three shittas about eating human flesh. The Ramban says mutar legamri. Rosh says this is the Rabbanan. Rama says a lot. So the Mechaber actually holds like the Rambam that it's a lav, and the Rosh, the Shach quotes the Rosh, this is the Rabbanan. Okay, but the Ramban says mutar. No one says a chiv karas like Tam and Chelev. You know, Tzadik has that a human being in his essence is good. That's why a flesh is mutar. It's like the Avnezer said, if you cry in an Am Kosher, it's nifter. Your Averas are forgiven. An Am Kosher means no matter what season it is, no matter what's doing in his life, he's always over Hashem. In the good times and the difficult times. That's what it means on Am Kosher. So, you know, there was a king, non-Jewish king, who had a Jewish advisor. And they were out hunting once. And the king shot off his thumb. And this Jewish advisor was a big tzaddik. He would always say, it's all good, it's all good. Kamzul Latova. So the king went nuts. Kamzul Latova, that the king had his thumb shot off. So he got they got back to the palace. He threw him in the dungeon. So threw him in the dungeon. I guess for a year or two, however long it was. Then he goes off on a hunting trip on his own, the king. And some cannibalists capture him. And they're boiling up the hot water. You know, usually the king's a little hefty, you know. Mm-hmm. They're licking their chops. They're going to eat him up, boil him. And then I guess they had the same thing as in Kutchin, you know, 4 days before a court. You got to check with his amum. So they checked him, and they said he had no thumb. Shot off. He says, amum, they let him go. So the king, walking home, he says, boy, that Jewish advisor, what it was, Gamze the Tov. He would have been eaten up. So he comes home and gets the Jewish advisor out of prison. And he says, you know, I'm so sorry you were in prison for a year or two in the dungeon. He says, oh, Gamze the Tov. So the king says, what, Gamze the Tov? He said, yeah, Gamze the Tov, because if I would have been on the hunting trip with you, I had no move. I would have been eaten up. It's a good story. Shows the greatness of, you know, Gamze the Tov. It's not quoted in Shacharit, but we should strive for it. And I think you see it clore by Bilam. He tried to hurt us. And that's the first message I want. The second message I wanted to bring out is that, you know, when he's traveling with the donkey, Hashem sends the Malach of Rachamim. Rashi quotes it. And he doesn't get the message. He keeps pushing and pushing. You know, a lot of times we think that we know what to daven for. But we have to include our davening that our Kodesh Baruch Hu give us what's good for us, not what we think is good. Right? The Rav Shechter, Shlita always said from the Rav Zatzal, he was davening, he didn't want to come to America, he thought it was treif. If he would have stayed in Europe, the Nazis would have killed him. Imagine not having the Rav. Who knows? We all might not even be here today if the Rav wouldn't have come. So, that's what it says. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says, Karav Hashem L'chol Karav, right? What does it say? Ritzon Hashem Yirev. What's the Lashon of Ashrei? It says, Hashem listens, and then it says, what does it have to say Shavasim for? It's a beautiful aura, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. No, I never thought about it. Say Ashrei 3 times a day, right? Ritzon Yirev Yaseh, that Shavatam Yishma Moshim. It already says he does his Ratzon. What do you mean it's Shavasim? No, the word is Hashem listens to the Yireyev, but something's not good for them. And then people start sighing and crying. That's bad for them. And he still listens to get them out of that, what they wanted. It's like a story they say. There was an aspiring psychiatrist who was, you know, I guess doing rounds in the mental hospital. He goes into the room, and this guy says, keeps saying, Orpa, Orpa, Orpa. I'm using that as an example. So he goes outside to the nurse and says, what's he keep opinion Orpa for? He said because he wanted to marry her, and she rejected him. And he keeps saying the name. Then he goes to the next room. And the patient next room is saying, Orpa, Orpa, Orpa. He goes out to the nurse and says, what's going on? Everyone says Orpa. So she said, and he married Orpa. That's a good one as well. He married Orpa. It was a disaster. Rahman al-Hassan. And it made him nuts. So we have to include that in our tefillahs. You should do them as the example, but you have to. Don't be so positive. Say, put in your tefillahs, Hashem should what? Hashem should. And Bilam refused to do that. He kept pushing and pushing. The Malach of Rachel trying to get him to change his mind. No, nothing doing. That's the second Malach. Last one, just real quick, because we're over. The third one is I saw many years ago from the Hakdama, the Sefer of the Kohen Ponovich, and the Sefer of the Zara. You know, it says that why was the first klala to destroy the shuls and the Bata Knessios? So Bilam Tosfos, the Gemara says in the beginning, brothers, Bilam was a smart guy. He knew the 1 second every day when Hashem got angry. But he knew if the shield of Torah would be there, he never would win. So his first klala was to remove the shield. What does it say in the Mishnah Sota? Kinir mitzvah Torah or. Mitzvahs are like near. Torah is like or. Shemesh, forever. It's making the whole davar. That's how he's masbir. You know, the halach, Reb Yossi, one of Reb Yossi's wishes, the Tana, was he would die b'derech mitzvah. Shabbos, Kuf Yud Testament base. Davodis Matana, that's the name of the Sefer. Frekta Marasho, how could you have such a wish? Shluchim mitzvah in Nizukim. He wanted to die b'derech mitzvah. So Marsha says a chiluk. Shluchim mitzvah in Nizuka means when you check for the nooks and crannies, there'll be no snakes and scorpions in there and bite you when you look for chametz. But that doesn't necessarily mean a rock could fall on your head while you're doing it. It doesn't protect you from exterior things. It just protects you from the action you need to do the mitzvah. David HaMelech, the Malach couldn't kill him because he was learning all the time. Torah is making out called Dover. Other mitzvahs only protect from the action you need to do the mitzvah. But Talmud Torah is making out called Dover. Bilam knew this. And Bilam wanted to remove that shield. That was why it was his first call. Baruch Hashem, he wasn't successful. It was the only thing that wasn't the queen. And Lamaisa, I once heard beautiful pshat from Rav Shulman Shlita, from, you know, I didn't hear this from him, but Rav Chaim Volozhiner says they're like a, Moshe Rabbeinu was like an eagle. He honed in on the light. And Bilam was like a bat. He loved darkness. And the Medrash says there was the greatest Navi ever was, and will be Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Umasol and Lokami Sarka Moshe, there was a guy is like Moshe Rabbeinu, Bilam. How could Bilam be as great as Moshe? So I heard from Rav Shulman, he said over from Rav Shulay Diskin, many, many years ago, he said, what does Nevuah mean? How does Nevuah happen? The Nevuah comes down from your mind and filters through your Neshama. Moshe Rabbeinu's Neshama is crystal clear. Asbacharya Miru. Kamarni Vamas Ben Tezemez. Word for word, letter for letter. His greatest Navi ever was, or will be. Anyone who doesn't believe that is not Bikaris, the Rambam says. Bilam was a Russia gummer. His Neshama was so muddled and clouded that when the brachos would come down from Shemayim, they'd be turned into clawless. That's how he thought he'd be successful. So Hashem said, I'm going to fix you one time, Bilam. I'm going to put you on the plateau of Moshe Rabbeinu, and your Neshama will be crystal clear. That's what it means. It doesn't mean Bilam was his greatest Moshe. It means there was one time in his life he was his greatest Moshe. So the brachas that came down Shemayim through his neshama remained brachas. That's the pshat in the Medrash. Beautiful pshat, no? Chas v'shalom, he wasn't. That's why the Gemara is in Bava Basra, we can add on, I think it says Parshas Bilam. No, it doesn't say Parshas Bilam in Bava Basra and Daf Yadalam base. What is Parshas Bilam? Because it had that level like Moshe Rabbeinu. No Navi has like that. And he only had it on that one time. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us these kaiches that we put together the everything, it's all good, right? And we also put together the notion of, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for us. And also the primacy of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and the evilness of Bilam. And that one time he was on that level, but not that he was as great as Moshe. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Continue on Monday. I'm sorry I went over.